This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble and whenever you're around.
Did you feel it last night? The 3.6 magnitude earthquake rattling southeast Michigan. Did you feel the earth move under your feet? I'm in Hillsdale, Michigan, somewhat close to southeast Michigan. It depends on your strict definition. I didn't feel a thing, and in fact, it's the third time I've had a nearby earthquake that I haven't felt anything. The previous two times, back in Illinois, I had a couple of earthquakes that were both early morning, like 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Both times I was up, both times I was working, doing the morning show. Neither time did I feel anything, so I'm sure you go to California and feel one on a week-long vacation, but I have not felt the earth move under my feet, despite the 3.6 magnitude earthquake yesterday. Steve Doolin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, did you feel the earthquake yesterday?
I did not. I this is the first time hearing of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Epicenter, if you can call a 3.6 quake having an epicenter, Amherstburg, Ontario, Canada. So just a little bit over the border. I guess Detroit area and elsewhere in southeast Michigan felt a little rumble, but nothing on my end.
Yeah, here either. Nothing. East Lansing, nothing.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll get something shaken. Steve, you know, knock anything around. We talked earlier in the first hour. Hey, Rudy Giuliani's back in the picture for Donald Trump and his legal team. So Rudy's back. I've always kind of liked Rudy.
I agree. And people forget that he's an attorney because of his long time as mayor and doing other things post 9/11. I think, honestly, Donald Trump can't have enough good lawyers. Maybe I'm biased.
It seems like there'll be enough activity to keep, because he hired two other lawyers yesterday, too. It seems like there's going to be enough activity from many sides to keep, you know, legal authorities in the Donald Trump stead pretty busy for a while.
And he's always had plenty of lawyers anyway. I'm sure that Mr. Cohen isn't the only attorney that Mr. Trump has used over the years. He just happens to be the one who is focused on this time. And this is a dangerous time for lawyers everywhere, in a sense. Or maybe it's just an object lesson for those of us who do practice law that we need to be very, very strict on the lines between being an attorney and being a business partner.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Doolin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. James Comey is everywhere. I think he's actually in your bathroom right now, if you check. He's trying to sell you book. Jake Tapper yesterday and Stephen Colbert in The View. And have you read the book? Have you seen some excerpts? What's your thoughts?
I've seen a few excerpts, and you know, I've had these chats with Gruber over the past year or two about Comey, and I think the kindest thing I've ever said about him is that he is a weak character. And I think that's maybe the kindest thing anyone said about him lately.
you can say he's tall, right? That's accurate. He's 6'8", I think. So tall is a good thing.
He is tall, and apparently the blood's not making it to the logic center of his brain because he's contradicting himself lately.
Yeah, we played a cut earlier from the Jake Tapper show yesterday, in which Comey was doubling down, but trying to kind of have it always and saying, I have no evidence whatsoever. I didn't see anything that said that Donald Trump was colluding or was under the thumb of the Kremlin or Vladimir Putin, but it's possible. It's possible. I didn't see anything, but it's possible. Trying to circle that circle over the saying goes. It was
Everything's possible, right?
Yeah.
Right, Scott? I mean, isn't, you know, anything? James, it's possible he is in my bathroom right at this moment because I'm not in there. Anything is possible. And he's not a good cop, put it that way. And the director of the FBI should be, if nothing else, a good cop. Cops are supposed to be logical people. Generally, they are. I'm good friends with many of them. They tend to be very logical. They tend to be very focused. And this guy is neither.
Steve Doolin with us, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. I want to ask you, too, Steve, about Governor Rick Snyder a little bit earlier this week, with a proposal for new school safety initiatives, some money going to the hotline, some ideas put out about how to make sure schools in Michigan stay safe. Any response or thoughts on what the governor's laid out?
I haven't read it in detail, but I have read several summaries written by people I trust. And I can't say that I've heard anything awful being proposed. It's all stuff that might help and might be good. But the most important thing, in my opinion, would be to take down those mass murder empowerment zone signs. Other people sometimes refer to them as gun-free zone signs. A gun-free zone is just a place on a psychopath shopping list. All but one of the multiple victim public killings since World War II have occurred in so-called gun-free zones. And it turns out that psychopaths and criminals, and they're not exactly 100% overlapping groups, don't care about your stupid sign. They just do what they do. And the current security situation in most schools in most of the country literally couldn't get any worse than it is right now.
And speaking of on the topic, I know that you've got the James Comey book to read after he exits your house. After you're done with that, don't forget to pick up the David Hogg book. David Hogg and his sister writing a book, which we mentioned yesterday, hashtag never again. I think it's out in June. So just as you finish the Comey book, you get the Hogg book. You got your summer reading down, Steve.
You know what? One of my gigs is I teach a class at Cooley Law School called Gun Control Seminar and have done for about 15 years. And after a couple of years of teaching that course, I started telling my students every term, there's really nothing new in the gun debate. There really isn't. In fact, we found a quote from Seneca, the ancient Roman, that translates to, a sword is never a killer. It's a tool in the killer's hand.
Steve, got to run. Scott Bertram in for Steve.